This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's just to get for taking a quick drink just before the show starts. Always a pleasure to to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation in the live chat room there. Or head over to Facebook, where you will find that we have a live feed. You can speak to other like-minded people. And every once in a while, we get the troll, troll that pops into the room. And I'm sure you guys are more than capable to take care of. And I appreciate the time you spend doing that. You know, this sexual perversion, assault stuff, to say, just amazing. It's just amazing. You know, last night when I was talking about Judge Roy Moore, right? And I said that he was innocent. Basically, that he's innocent until proven guilty, right? The simple fact that somebody just says they are doesn't mean they are, right? So I'm just curious. Now, I know I didn't mean to jump into it this fast. Anyway, head over to the real site. Really, seriously, and you'll you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can give me your email address. Do all those kind of things that will help us further the show, further the cause of the show. So I want to jump right into this because I want to get right back to it. And last night, and some of you may have caught it, I was on CNN last night, and one of the first things the person on the panel said was that Judge Roy needed to step aside. This is horrendous. This is a terrible thing that he did. This is that. And I'm thinking to myself, we still live in America, right? Last I checked, we still live in America anyhow. And shouldn't one have the right to a trial? And then I said it to them. I said, you know, look, you should have, he is innocent until proven guilty. The allegations don't make him guilty. Because if that was the case, wouldn't Billy Bob Clinton be doing zero to life or something, you know, 20 to life? Every accusation made about him, 26 or 27 total, I believe. So I don't get it. Why is it that when somebody on the left does something like this, right? They're not guilty yet. Now, I'm reading a Facebook post about this Louis C.K., who's accused of pleasuring himself in front of four other women. This is why I love these people. He's not accused. He's admitted to it. There's a big difference, right? And he's sorry for what he did. So, you know, people want to put Judge Roy Moore in the same category. You can't do that. You can't. You know, there's a whole different animal here when you have, again, you look at what's happening in the Moore case now. There's more information coming out. and not necessarily to make it worse. So this weekend, there should be, if he's a sexual predator like this, this weekend, there should be a whole bunch of stuff come out against this guy, right? No, come on, think about it. A whole bunch this weekend on, oh yeah, he tried to abuse me. He was here at this theater. He tried to abuse me. We were out in front of the courthouse. It should just keep piling on, right? Or did he figure out after four that he wasn't getting anywhere and maybe I should just knock off this kind of attitude, this kind of behavior? What do you think? You think that's what happened? Doesn't work that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I know I said I was going to do the Governor Brown thing, but then I got off on this other thing and I got lost in my own head. So Governor Brown, out of California, he wants to borrow from our own employee fund to fund itself. I'm telling you can't smoke enough crack to have this make sense, okay? So it seems that, you know, and again, here in California, we can't manage money for anything. Nothing. It seems scarcely a day goes by when our politicians aren't exhorting and run the government like a business or like a couple of pondering household finances over kitchen table. I mean, really, I want to go at a million miles an hour because this is so crazy. The California Governor Jerry Brown and Treasurer John Chang have cooked up this scheme that kind of skirts the law but stays within it. Their idea is to borrow $6 billion from the state's pooled money investment and spend it on extra payments to the California public employees retirement system. So they're going to take money, right, from an investment account that's supposed to be paying those. Now, they say borrow, but think about something. How do you borrow the money? You have to pull it out. Once you pull it out, you don't have it to invest anymore, correct? I'm guessing here because I'm not a financial whiz. So when you pull the money out, you won't have as much to invest, which means you won't pull as much money in on interest. But we're going to use it so that we can pay California public employees in their retirement. Now think about that. We're borrowing money basically on borrowed money. This is money we have to pay out. These California retirement plans we pay out over the future, over years coming up, on an interest rate that is crazy. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
He is me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, about the closest you're going to get to a Zoot Suit Riot here on a Friday night. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to kind of kick off the weekend, help us get a fix on what's been going on in politics and social issues all week long. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is always a pleasure. I'm speaking to you right now from Facebook jail. Somebody smuggled in an iPhone for me and some cake and pizza, thank God.
And a few Twinkies, I'm sure. Anyway, yeah. That's what I'd want before the pizza,
yeah, for sure.
Actually. Yeah.
And during and after. But let's not talk about food, Joe, because we always get
off. I know, right? And then you get there, and then you get off the air, and I'm like, oh my God, bring me like a triple Whopper. I'm hungry.
Yeah, right.
You know, so forget it. Anyway, so this week, been a pretty quiet week this week. I don't know what the heck we're going to talk about.
Oh gosh, I've got a whole list.
Oh, you know, let's start with the latest stuff. Okay, let's start with the Judge Moore stuff. Okay? So
right.
I get beaten up last night about this because I said, look, the bottom line is this. They're accusations at this point. That's number one. I thought we lived in a country where you were innocent until proven guilty. Number two is, again, if these are true, then there's things I think should be done to this man that we can't say on the radio. But
right.
On the other side of this, though, it's suspect that all four of these came out at one time. Okay, he ran for Supreme Court, then he ran again for Supreme Court, in the primary, nowhere to be found. And all of a sudden, they all come up. So give me your thoughts on that.
I'm a little bit torn on this, but I, you know, in the end, I do come down on Judge Moore's side because, you know, it should always be in the United States that we are presumed, you know, innocent until proven guilty. And the issue for me as well is it's interesting, you know, I hate to jump on the Donald right away, but, you know, nobody ever accused Donald Trump of being racist or any of these other things that they've accused him of until he ran for public office. You know, it's almost as though as soon as you're running for a high-ranking position, you know, in public office, that, you know, they come up with all of these accusations. I mean, I dare run for Congress because they'll say I'm a wife beater, you know? It's very scary. But it brings me to a very interesting point that we discussed on the X-Files show last night, and that's about statute of limitations, because the worry is, you know, I know it's different in every state, but the worry is someone can come to you 40 years later. I hope you're listening to this, Bill Clinton, and say you did something inappropriate with me, and if there's no statute of limitations, they could do that forever, you know, till you're 87 years old, Bill Clinton. Right. So you know, the worry for me is that, yes, some people are frightened to speak out, but we have to always come back to two basic premises. And one of those is innocent until proven guilty, and that we do need some kind of statute of limitations, or, you know, where they're going to be burying us, and they'll be pointing and saying, he touched my leg in a meeting 72 years ago.
Well, I think you should put an age limit on it. I think that they have to come out before, you know, 35 years old, whatever. Because when you were assaulted at 14, 15, 16, maybe younger, and maybe you never said anything, there's got to be a way to give them some time to build up the confidence and that kind of stuff. I don't have a problem with that, but I agree with you.
No.
It can't be unlimited. It can't be, right now, the only thing there is no statute of limitations on is murder. So, anyhow. Lisa Bloom, you know who she is, right?
She's a
wonderful lady. Anyway.
Yeah.
I hope you can hear this, but I want to play her clip of her talking on The View. And we can beat it up more in the next segment, but she's heartbroken. She can't imagine what those women went through. I wonder if she felt the same way of the women of the Bill Clinton era. What do you think? Take a listen.
Wow.
I know.
The confidentiality laws, I will tell you that when the sexual assault allegations came out, it was absolutely devastating to read those stories of all those women who went on the record with those stories for the first time.
You think she was as devastated when she read about the Bill Clinton scandals, the 26 or 28 of them? Some he even had to pay off. You think she was heartbroken? You think we can find... hold on. She got more to say.
And I've represented women like that for 31 years. I still do. I know the courage that it takes. And I was just...
And the amount of money we can pay them to come against other people. But that's a story for another day.
Shocked. Okay. I think like we all were.
Okay.
Now, how do you take that seriously? After you know that she paid money to one woman in particular to come against Donald Trump. How do you take her seriously?
Well, I don't think you can. Let's face it, she represented Kathy Griffin recently, and, you know, they're on loggerheads now because, you know, Kathy Griffin expected this miraculous, you know, restoration to public life, and that didn't happen. So Lisa Bloom, even her name is, you know, synonymous with Kathy Griffin now. But, you know, the thing is that there's a lot of money to be made in accusations. And, you know, I'm coming out with a revelation next week that Hillary touched me inappropriately at a conference in 2012. I'm joking, of course. It was 2014. But do you see the point that I'm making? How, easy it is to be flippant about these things and to make some money. So after listening to CNN, you know, I might be able to bury that story for a few grand.
Yeah, it's just, again, it's amazing to me. It's like the Weinstein thing. I'm reading stories all over the place, and some people are saying, look, you know, you kind of feel that some of them are real, but are people just piling on? Are there people involved in this that just want name recognition, whether they get on a list or not? I would hope not. Seeing what takes place, I can't say so, but I would hope not.
I hate to disagree, but, you know, I was not surprised this week by the revelation that Rose McGowan is bringing out a book after all the Weinstein stuff. I mean, wasn't that predictable? I'm very sorry for anybody that gets, you know, treated badly and sexually assaulted or you know, whatever they've experienced. But to take payments for that and then not warn other people about it and then write a book.
Yeah, well, funny how fast the book is ready.
Yes, that was my thought, too.
Well, this is... Look, this is where I took a little bit of heat for, like, I was beaten up on the four victims. I say, no, it just doesn't make sense, okay? It just, usually, the way these things play out is one comes out and accuses because they couldn't stand it anymore. They're watching this guy raise the power, and they don't want to stay quiet anymore. Okay, then somebody gets the guts because they see somebody else had the courage to come forward. Then they, do you see what I'm saying? And it kind of progresses out. When have you ever seen a handful of women just go, plop, we're here, and he's a sexual offender?
I mean, it, for me, and a lot of people don't like the fact that I have this ideology, but if Roy Moore is guilty, then he should be brought to task, and anybody that is guilty of these things should be brought to task, regardless of their political affiliations. But for me, let's see the proof first, because you can destroy people's lives with an accusation.
Yes, no
Hillary
kidding.
Touched me.
Yeah. I should have seen your host. Sander Gibb, I'm going to try to talk him off the ceiling during the break. We'll be back in a second. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Classic Steely Dan. I'm not telling you what the song is. Some of you already know the name of the song. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring Xander Gibb right in. Always a pleasure to have him with me as well, and I appreciate the time that he spends with me on the air. And Xander, thanks for being with me tonight.
It is a pleasure. I mean, it may be yours, but it still is a pleasure.
I was just going to say that the pleasure is all mine, I'm sure. So thanks for being with me. I do. Hey, listen, you were telling me during the break that, you know, Rosie O'Donnell, and I actually have a post up on Facebook about Rosie O'Donnell stating that anybody who owns a gun should go to jail. All right? Now, does that include their bodyguards, or is that just citizens who legally own guns?
That was my first thought, because after Columbine, she quite rightly made a big deal about the fact that children had been killed, but she wasn't prepared to give up her armed bodyguards. So you're a damn hypocrite for that. Sorry, a darn hypocrite for that in my book. But secondly, this week she had the audacity to fat shame Donald Trump. And to me, isn't that a case of the teapot calling the kettle fat, basically?
I'm sorry, what were you saying? I am not going there. Anyhow.
But that's fair enough, because you're not calling anybody fat. I'm just saying that if you're fat, you shouldn't be. You know, I'm fat. You know, I'm a big guy. I'm a big cuddly conservative, and
we're fluffy.
With that.
Listen. I don't accept that. We are fluffy. Okay, can we go with fluffy? No.
No.
Okay.
Because I'm a man, Joe, and men are not fluffy.
Oh God! You had to go there. Well, look at. No, that is funny, though. I mean, just to show you how warped she is. I mean, you know, telling us that anybody who has a gun should go to jail. So, again, do her bodyguards go to jail? No, because it's okay for her,
no, obviously.
And then calling Donald Trump fat and her being a little rotund around the middle herself. But that's just wonderful. I love it.
It's to me, it's kind of, I don't know, She, for me, when all of this back and forth was going on before he ran for office, she did have a little bit of sympathy for me, because he was a bit cruel, but she was very cruel back too. But the things that she's even saying on her page today about the Donald, I mean, I would still, you know, I know probably as a president you can't keep taking out private citizens, but why are Twitter not taking down these accusations. Why are Twitter allowing people to accuse Roy Moore of the things that they are? You know, has social media gone so far that we can say what we please? Obviously, unless you're Xander Gibb, because you've only got to, you know, miss out a hyphen and you're in Facebook jail for 7 days, of course.
And it doesn't matter what you say or what you do. It's again, I'm not trying to harp on it, but last night when I was talking about Judge Moore, there was a group of people on the left, vicious, you know, nasty group of people on the left that kept pounding away at me that basically I was shaming the girls that got sexually assaulted. I wonder if they had this kind of vigor when Billy Bob was sexually assaulting the 26 that he was involved with. You know, they're only accusations. Matter of fact, I've had these arguments with them. You know, he was never convicted, so therefore it's no big deal. It's yesterday's news. Well, no, it's not yesterday's news. Not to those women it isn't. You have 26 plus minus women that have to live with that vision, that memory in their mind for the rest of their lives. So it's not yesterday's news, right?
Joe, I'm sorry, I have to tell you, he is not the president, so anything he does not matter.
Or did. Yeah. I was, God. Anyway. Listen, here's another cutesy little story. A bulletin board at Cornell University Residence Hall is encouraging students to stay woke. I still don't understand that term, but whatever. By learning the definitions of various terms related to social justice and identity politics. Now, this bulletin board is out there in the walkways, and it's got sayings on it. Sayings that, as a conservative, would offend me, that I wouldn't like. Now, that's okay, but they can't put up any kind of scriptures up there. Right? So if you put a scripture up that says, hey, today's the day the Lord has made, rejoice in it, something like that, they would go out of their minds. Can't do that. Well, why? There's nothing negative there, right? Be happy about it. Can't do that.
You see, I don't get why you can't do that, because, you know, why is there all this kind of, you know, extreme care taken as to what we put out there as Christians, but everyone else can say whatever they please? I really don't get it. You know, if you're going to have a blanket institutionalized thing, like no religion of any kind, no, you know, attacking anybody, no even mentioning anybody, I can accept that if it's a blanket ruling. But when you allow some to do it and not others, that's when Zenny G's back is up. Really, it is.
Yeah, it this is constant. This is continual. This never stops. Hey, President's Asian trip. Last night, the left leaning or the left falling over pundits gave his speech, and they were like, no biggie, nothing there. It never stops with these people. There's nothing that man can do that would be the right thing to do in any way, correct?
Well, no, that's not fair. He could resign, because that they would think that was the perfect thing to do. But in answer to your question, I wrote an article this week. I've been the guest editor for Reactionary Times, and I wrote an article this week about the fact that, you know, Donald Trump is on his Asian tour, which I think is hilarious. You know, I wonder if he's got groupies. I wonder if there are people following him around on this Asian tour. But, you know, we know he sometimes says and does things that are kind of like a little inappropriate.
Sure.
But I think he's been very good this week. You know, the media beat him up about pouring a whole box of fish food into the koi carp pond. But the Shinzo did exactly the same thing. So just give him a break, for heaven's sake. And let him do his job. Because, you know, I will back anybody up. When he messes up and he's going to do it because he's human, I will be one of the first ones they're criticizing, because my role as a commentator is to comment on the good and the bad. But let's let him make the mistakes before we criticize him.
Oh, no. You got to think ahead, and you got to keep him from making a mistake. So you call him up before he actually makes a mistake. And even if he doesn't do it, call him out anyway, right? I mean, it's really that simple.
But that's liberal logic, isn't it, Joe? Let's face it.
Well, it's the same thing with Roy Moore, right? He's guilty already. As far as they're concerned, he's guilty. But Wiener wasn't guilty right away. Billy Bob wasn't guilty right away, right? I mean, we got a whole list of stuff where they'll make excuses as to why they weren't.
But why did the mainstream media not make such a big deal of the fact that Wiener went to jail the other day?
I mean, we're right under the radar, right?
Yeah, Uma Abedin, or whatever her name is, her husband, Anthony Weiner, went to jail the other day for all of the things that he's done. Hillary Clinton, ran for president, and her assistant's husband was whatever you want to call him.
Listen,
but the media does not
naked
want to.
Pictures of himself to a 15-year-old. Well,
yeah.
at least he didn't touch her, Xander.
Yeah, exactly. because then, but this is the thing. Weiner could have had a great defense. He could have said, I can't remember it happening. I must have been drunk, and I'm now going to live as a gay man. Even though I've had relationships with women like aunts and sisters and Uma, now I'm, living as a gay man in New York City.
It just, again, just amazing, and even with all that going on, do you remember the first time he got caught? He said something about the fact that his camera went off by accident, right? True. Go look it up. His camera went off. So I'm thinking there must have been an X-ray lens, because if it went off in his pocket, it had to go through his pant pocket, his underwear, and get enough light in there to get a picture of his stuff. Okay? And then the last text that he sent just happened to be to a 15-year-old, where he said, hey, get involved in politics. And the next picture to come across was the X-ray picture of his stuff. And everybody bought into it at first. It was like, it's possible. No, it's not possible. God.
Well, I have to say, Joe, the last thing I want near me when I'm not fully clothed is a camera. and so if you are sitting around with a camera when you're either not fully clothed or semi-clothed, or, you've got this app that lets you take pictures through clothing, going on, then, I just wonder why you're doing that.
I'm not going to get vulgar, but these sex tapes has always intrigued me from a standpoint of Kardashian, right? She was the first one, or not the first one, but one of the, right? So she had a sex tape. They took pictures of themselves having sex. Is this like a football game where they go and do a replay later to try to figure out what they did right or wrong and how they could do better next time? Or, I don't. Hold that thought till after the break. I'm just so confused. Maybe you can help me with this one. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side. Xander Gibb joins us, and I know I've got him red-faced. About time. We'll be back in a minute.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust?
a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
You are some messed up white people.
You get a shiver in the dark. We are back. In the pub, meantime. I wonder how many of you... No, see, you'll cheat. I'd love to say something. Okay, quick. Tell me the name of the band that plays that song. Right? I mean the name of the song, not the band. And most of you sitting around going, huh? That really? That was music? Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's lots you can do up there. You can, hey, let me know what you think of the writers, the stories, or what have you. Also, if you give me your email address, I send out an email once a week. It's not a big deal. You want to ignore buying anything? You don't have to buy anything. It's not the end of the world. I won't come to your house. But I want your email address. It's really that simple. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Xander Gibb joins us as he does every week to kind of kick off the weekend, get the rhythm going. And Xander, thanks for being with me today.
Always a pleasure, sir.
Always. So tell people where they can find you. And don't give them the name of the pizza joint again, because I keep getting in trouble for that.
Yeah, that's getting boring now, Joe.
No, it's not. I'm good with it.
Everything's at ZanderGibb.com, the book, the show, the album, because I'm a singer, too. Wasn't that song you just played, wasn't that called We Spent the Children, Haitian Children's Charity Money on Chelsea's Wedding? Was that what it was called?
Yes, that's exactly what it was called. That's right.
I thought so.
Yeah, and they can't explain or tell you why at all the Haitian people are walking and chanting around the foundation building every day. There's like, they really can't explain it. And have you seen CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBG, EFG, HHJK?
No.
Have you seen them even give you a 5-minute clip on this?
But in fairness, Joe, what this actually does, it clarifies for us that how many stupid Democrats there really are, because you have to be really stupid to turn a blind eye to these things, or evil, or both.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I mean, if nothing else, you're disingenuous. You're really such an ideologue that it wouldn't matter what your person was doing, you're not going to say. And it's really funny because I love how they're pounding on Judge Roy Moore, and anybody with integrity would step aside. You know, when you have this kind of thing hanging over, now think about this. I want you to think about this. When you have this kind of thing hanging over your head, you'd step aside. You know, I can't believe this is going. And I'm thinking to myself, when she had all kinds of things hanging over her head, and not just the email server, other things as well, nothing. Not a word from these people.
Well, didn't she admit this week that she actually did delete 30,000 emails? I mean, like, we didn't know. You know, I thought it was about 33,000, you know, given the investigation, but it was 30,000. Like, that makes it any better, Hillary.
And what about the DNC, the revelation that she did? You know, it's like, so, yeah, we paid for it, so what? We were doing it, so what?
Yeah.
Didn't she, at one point, said she didn't know anything about it? So which is
it? Well, I don't think she knows. You know, the thing is, if you're a liar, you have to have a good memory, so I'm told, or write things down. And clearly she does neither. She doesn't have a good memory, and she doesn't write things down because she trips herself up. And that's not the only reason why she falls over drunk.
We're gonna be shut off before the night's over. I just know it. I can feel it before you're done.
It's fine. Let them blame me. I'm in Facebook jail already for 7
yeah.
days.
But I'm not. I've been out for a little while now. It's kind of nice to be able to walk around and get the message out there. Anyhow.
But please confirm something for me, Joe. That this is not just in my head. There is a conservative conspiracy. There is a conspiracy against conservative on social media, right?
Well, thank you, Captain Obvious. Yes, that's exactly what's happening. And, you know, we're all getting hit with it on a daily basis. And one of the groups I belong to, everybody's complaining. Facebook even put out certain stories that we post that they pull down because they don't meet their guidelines or what have you.
Right.
And what is gratuitous violence? I mean, is it some nut in a movie going crazy, killing all kinds of people? Or is it actually doing a news story where you see 30, 40, or 50 people mowed down, I don't know, just because they're Christians or because they're in the wrong place at the wrong time?
When they're talking about gratuitous violence, maybe they're talking about the back and forth between you and Tammy during the show. I mean,
you know, I'm surprised they didn't take us out for her shooting me with that Nerf gun a little while ago. I would imagine they probably have arrested for that as well. So the sexual allegations continue on in Hollywood, right? I don't know. Do you know this Louis C.K. guy? Do you know anything about him? He's a comedian.
I don't know him very well. He's a friend of a friend. He's a comedian and is based in New York. And he says he actually makes some really sick commentary.
Oh, but here's what I love about this. And they're trying to tie him and Roy Moore together and look at these people and one gets a pass and one doesn't. He came out, this Lewis person came out and said, I want to address the stories told to the New York Times by the five women. Abby, Rebecca, Dana, Julia, and one that wouldn't name herself. They are true. Okay? There's no question here. We don't have to go to court. We don't have to speculate. He's come out and said, yes, I did this. It was a terrible time in my life. I've been, you know, since this has happened, I'm looking at my life again. I'm looking at my actions. Hopefully I've learned from all of this. What do you mean, hopefully you've learned? Have you or haven't you? Have you molested anybody since then or not? These are not hard questions. Correct?
No, absolutely. But in the 80s, wasn't it, you know, I found Jesus and now I'm going to be good. And so you should forgive me, you know. That was the line, you know, back in the 80s, that if you found Jesus and you said you would be good, then you know, you had to be forgiven. But where's the repentance in all of this? That's my question. Because there's no forgiveness without repentance, is there? Surely.
Right. Well, you've got to turn from what you're doing. And I don't know if he did or didn't see. I don't have the crystal ball that God has. All I can do is guess at what he has and hasn't done. But with these few coming forward, maybe there is more. Maybe there isn't. I don't know. But I don't want to give him credit for admitting to it. I just want to say,
no.
At least he didn't go down the road that the others went down. With, you know, I didn't do it, or I did it, but now I'm gay, so it's okay. Whatever the story is, I don't even. Xander, this is so far beyond the way I think. I can't wrap my mind around some of this stuff.
No, I can't wrap my Ryan around it either, Joe. It's really kind of, it is a concern, but I think it's a statement on how society is today. And there's a lot of liberal leakage into our everyday lives, and there's a lot of Hollywood leakage too, and things that wouldn't have been acceptable 10 years ago are just kind of like commonplace now. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg defending Roman Polanski. Oh, it's all right because he was an actor. I mean, when we have people in the public eye that defend this kind of behavior, that almost admonishes how bad these things really are.
Oh, and it belittles what the right. It also belittles what the problem is. Top Gun actor Anthony Edwards came forward and he said he was abused. So, you know, they kind of make fun and they want to make a big deal out of some of the things that I say, but I don't see them talking about this. I don't see them talking how bad this. You know, he was a young guy too. What is it? Our children? Why are we allowing our children to be sacrificed to these Hollywood goons? I don't get it.
I really don't either, but I think that we get the spillover that is an attempt to make it acceptable. But we know who's to blame, don't we, for all of it, really. It's Donald Trump.
Yeah. I just had to.
I'm being sarcastic before everybody blocks me and starts to beat me up.
I had a discussion with somebody this morning that racism is bad, worse than ever, because of Donald Trump. That Donald Trump is one of the worst presidents for the LGBTQ community. And I mean, just went on and on and on. And I'm getting sick to my stomach thinking, wow, he is the reason for every woe known to mankind.
Yeah, I stubbed my toe this morning getting out of the shower, and I'm pretty sure that was Donald Trump's fault, too.
Yep.
You know, because if I wasn't in the UK, I would be in the United States, and then I wouldn't be stubbing my toe in the shower, Joe. This big, bad Don again.
God, it's amazing. I've never seen people hate somebody so much that they're willing to lock on to truly anything. Anything that he does, it's a hate that I just haven't known probably since I was in, high school or before or something. I don't know. I don't get it. By the way,
you know, the thing is,
go ahead. No, I want you to finish.
I was just going to say, they what they don't see is that the detriment this has to America, because when they're hating on Donald Trump and wanting him to fail, they actually really want they want America to fail, because if Donald Trump fails, America fails too, and they fail to see that. So it's all failure as far as I'm concerned.
Well, like, you know, remember when, who was it, Rush Limbaugh wanted President Obama to fail, hopes his policies failed. The left went crazy, didn't they? Remember? Oh, so he wants America to fail. No, he wants his policy to fail. Oh, he wants America to fail. That was a whole different animal. Before we go, because we're going to run up against it here, I have a perfect job for you, and it pays over $100,000 a year. It's called the Director of Diversity of Education at Clemson University. And I love this because they want you to teach cultural competence, diversity, inclusion, identity, and social justice. If you just tell them who you are but leave out the conservative part, I'm sure you get the job. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm gay and disabled, and so if I lived in San Diego, I could probably be the mayor.
And put a patch on your eye. You can say it's really bad.
Yes.
I get the job. Hey, tell people where they can find you really quick. We're up against it.
XanderGive.com.
Always a pleasure, Xander. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to have a smorgasbord of really crazy stories tonight. We'll be right back. Oh. Ah.